Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, thanks for joining me for another episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. Today's song is the song that gave the studio, Dancin' Moon Studio, and the songcast, Dancin' Moon Songcast, its name. We're going to talk about a song called What I Got. And What I Got originally occurred, or appeared rather, on 2004's Circuitous album, which was written while we were living down in Texas and working in the summers in New Mexico at a camp. And it's now on the remastered version of that album, which is now a double album, Circuitous and Before the Great Divide, remastered in 2015. But the song also occurs on a couple of other albums, and we're going to take a listen to both of those as well. I did a newer version on 2007's Nothing New album, and then later on 2014's Live in the Black Hills, and that's Volume 1, Live in the Black Hills. I did a live version of that. So we will, in the process of the episode, give a listen to all three. But we're going to start out with the original. So this is What I Got from 2004's Circuitous, and you can find that on 2015's Circuitous and Before the Great Divide remasters.
Dancer with two club feet and a farmer who can't break the sod. Yeah, I'm the farmer who can't break the sod. Now mine's a wagon with the square wheels and a house without a door. My only hat doesn't fit my head and my feet won't touch the floor. Yeah, my feet never do touch the floor. The key that fits no lock and a kite that has no tail. Got sand when I needed a rock and a plan that's already failed. You know, if I lost all my teeth but two, they'd be both on the bottom side. If I play hide and seek with a blind man, well, I'd still have no place to hide. Cause some folks, they get the short end. Well, I never even see the stick. You might feel some sympathy if you saw the wounds. The wounds I sometimes make. Well, my true love said goodbye to me on the day before we met. Life I dreamed was still born, but I ain't through with dreaming yet. You see, I set out to touch the moon, but I couldn't get past the sea. Well, the moon, she danced across the waves. Yeah, the moon, she came to me. I sang in the moon. Oh, the moon, she danced with me. Yeah.
bargain. It's what you give when the rest will not. It's an empty hand and an open heart. When a song is what you got. Yeah, this song is what I got. I said my song is what I got. Oh, cause the poem don't need the pen, and the priest, he can't speak for God. You gotta dance as graceful as you can till they lay down in the sod. Yeah, I'm not afraid, cause I know someday gonna lay me down. Gonna lay me down to rest, rest in the sod.
That was What I Got. The original version came out on Circuitous in 2004. Certainly the fastest version. I think when I first wrote this, it was almost felt like I was racing, moving fast and the quick stuff. And I'm not sure the later versions you'll see. You'll hear later, it really slowed down quite a bit. Maybe that's just kind of a sign of growing older. But I want to talk about the song. It's an important song, I think, and it was written at an important time, a kind of pivotal time for me, and then it had ongoing significance. That's why we're giving a listen to three different versions of it in this episode. But the song was written around 2003, and I had had I'll say this right off the bat, at the risk of sounding like a very privileged person who's being whiny, and I recognize that this song. It really came out. Well, a line in the song about licking wounds, that's kind of what this song was for me. It was licking my wounds. And it grew out of an idea that then I just kind of experimented with and piled up as many examples of that idea as possible and made a fast song out of it. But it did grow and deepen in significance for me. With some time, so in 2002, I had aspired to be a college professor, and I was a college professor, and I had aspired to be a poet, and I was a poet, and I had a PhD, still do, in creative writing, and I was publishing, not huge, but I was definitely publishing. And as all people who have ever taught in a university setting on a tenure track know, there comes a time when you must publish or perish. And that's not the only piece of getting tenure, but that's a big piece of it. And certainly where I was teaching, it was a big piece of it. And I will leave some people unnamed, but I was working under a person who, I'll put it this way, this person was not, did not have a respect for creative writing or poetry. This person who was ultimately over me was an entomologist and was I'm sure, a wonderful scientist. When it came to tenure, I think this person had some issues with me. So, long story short, this aspiring poet, myself, found himself not receiving tenure, in spite of the fact that I had a number of publications of poetry. And including one that was in an anthology for and about teaching, which was the other thing that I was teaching at the time. I was teaching poetry writing and teaching in the teacher training program. But that just was not enough. And the statement was made to me, it would take a pile of poetry publications to be the equivalent of one research paper published. Well, so as an older person now, I can kind of put that in place. But I was a very young, fairly young man, and I felt like I'd had the poetry kicked out of me. So I did not get tenure. We moved away. We moved south. We moved to, I taught for a year at another university, which was a wonderful place. But then I, for some reason, I felt the need to just completely remove myself from academia at that point. And I went to be a camp director at a camp that I had worked at and loved dearly for a long time. So that was around the time when this was written. So licking my wounds was really where I was at. I felt I was a poet, but that was unappreciated. And so therefore I questioned, am I really a poet? It was really around that time that I turned a lot of my focus from writing and publishing poetry to songwriting and recording and putting out, you know, indie albums and stuff like that. I don't have to meet muster with anybody to record and put out an independently produced album and be my own producer and et cetera. And that seemed to me to have a little more respect than self-publishing poetry. So anyway, that's where I was at. And so this song, what I got, really came out of an experiment in saying, what happens when you are fill in the blank, but you never had a start, you never had a chance at it. You were doomed from the start. And how many people in this world find themselves in that position? And what do you do with that? And so I really set out to experiment with that and to find out what I could do with that. Like I said, in piling up these examples in a somewhat humorous way, in a fast-paced song, and then see if I could arrive at some point that would be satisfying to myself in my own licking of wounds. So that's where the song came from. Written, as I said, around 2003, came out on 2004's Circuitous album. So we'll take a look at the lyrics and talk a little bit about that, talk just a bit about the music, and then we'll listen to the other two versions of it and see what changed over the years. So, opening verse. I'm the poet without a pen, and the priest who can't hear God. I'm the dancer with two club feet, and the farmer who can't break the sod. Yeah, I'm the farmer who can't break the sod. So all these people, the poet who has no pen, the priest who can't hear God, the dancer with two club feet, the farmer who can't break the sod. People who have this strong sense of who they are, but there is something insufficient within them that prevents them from being fully that which they know they are. Mine's the wagon with the square wheels and the house without a door. My only hat doesn't fit my head, and my feet won't touch the floor. No, my feet never touch the floor. and taking it a little deeper. I got the key that fits no lock and the kite that has no tail. I got sand when I needed a rock and a plan that's already failed. If I lost all my teeth but two, they'd be both on the bottom side. If I played hide and seek with a blind man, I'd still have no place to hide. So all of these things piling up in about really three verses thus far, I suppose, maybe even four, depending on how you want to count it. All these things about all these various people, parts of humanity, things that we have that don't work, things that we are that we can't live fully into. I felt really proud of, if I lost all my teeth but two, they'd be both on the bottom side. My little cleverness there. But you know, having the tools, but then not even being able to use them, because they're in the wrong place. And so that frustration of feeling the strong sense compelled to be or to do something, but being completely blocked out from it. The next section, because some folks get the short end, but I've never even seen the stick. Well, you might feel some sympathy if you saw the wounds I sometimes lick. So this is a plea to the listener, to the audience. I got the raw end of the deal here, you know. I'm in a bad way. And I'm taking some time right now in this song just to kind of lick my wounds. And you may not fully understand what I'm talking about, but man, if you did, if you saw the way I've been wounded, you'd understand. You'd understand. Next section. My true love said goodbye to me on the day before we met. The life I dreamed was stillborn. At this point, the song begins to shift. The life I dreamed was stillborn, but I ain't through with dreaming yet. You see, I set out to touch the moon, but I couldn't get past the sea. Then the moon, she danced across the waves. The moon, she came to me. I sang in the moon. Ah, she danced with me. So we have this situation, this big pile of impossibilities, things that should be, but they're not. Just all the pieces aren't in place. We have a deep, rich, high aspiration, setting out to touch the moon, and then there's the sea, the impassable sea. But if you've ever stood on the sea when the moon was setting low, you know exactly what I'm talking about, how the moon travels across the ocean, almost like it's creating this pathway of light across the surface of the water. The moon, she danced across the waves. I sang in the moon, she danced with me. This song is about singing, certainly. What I got is this song. But it's also about, I guess I would call it grace. When you are at the end, when you have met the impassable wall, the impossible barrier, sometimes grace happens. Sometimes the greater closes the gap. I set out to touch the moon. I came up against this impossible barrier, but the moon, because of my song, the moon, she came across the water. She danced with me. The power of a song. It is definitely about the power of a song, but it's also about the power of whatever that is for you. You know, for me, it is a song. It's songwriting. It's creating and writing a song and performing it and recording it and making it and constructing it and living into it and all of that. And that's the way the moon, despite all the blockades, the moon comes and dances with me. For you, it may be something else. I don't know what it is. But you got to find that thing. So we have a little instrumental in there, a little instrumental section. And then we move toward the end, toward wrapping up the song. You see, it ain't about how you bargain. It's what you give when the rest will not. It's an empty hand and an open heart. When a song is all you got, yeah, this song is what I've got. Oh, my song is what I've got. You see, I think we try to strike these bargains. If I just do this, then maybe the universe will be nice to me. If I just do that over there, maybe I'll achieve enough to warrant success or whatever it is. It's not about bargaining. It's what you give when the rest will not. It's an empty hand and an open heart. That's where things like songs come from. They come from an empty hand. I'm at a loss, but I've got an open heart, and I'm going to give what I have to give. And when you find that thing that you have to give, despite all that you don't have, that's when that grace happens. Because the poem don't need the pen. See, a poem exists outside of being written down. And the priest, he can't speak for God. You see, the priest who thinks he can speak for God is fooling himself. You got to dance as graceful as you can, club feet or not, coordinated or not. You dance as graceful as you can until they lay you down in the sod. No, I'm not afraid, because I know someday they're going to lay me down. Lay me down to rest in the sod. Now, it sounds a little bit like a sad ending, but it's not. It's not. There's a restful peace about that. And especially when you go back up there to think about the farmer who can't break the sod, being a part of the earth, getting your hands into the dirt, the restfulness of them breaking open that sod and laying you down to rest. There's a loveliness in that. And I think that's what I'm trying to get at with the song. So as I said, this version of it was very fast moving. It was upbeat. It was quick. It was witty and pithy. I wanted it to be quick and fast and to be a positive spin on a potentially negative, sad thing. Because I think that's where I was at. I was at the end of, I guess in my mind, strike one, not getting tenure. Not being able to be that college professor who was the big poet. Strike one. So just over the next few years after that, strikes two and three happened. Strike two was with the camp, and things came apart there. Primarily because we didn't see eye to eye on things, but it was difficult and it was ugly, and folks I thought were friends didn't act like that. And so we moved on, and then there was a situation with with a church as well. And I know there are plenty of folks on the face of this planet who have had disillusionment with their religion of origin. And so that was a challenge, kind of strike three, as I was doing work for a church, being pushed out, mostly because of, once again, differences. I was a little too progressive. Some might say heretical. So that brings us to nothing new. After three strikes, I still wasn't out. But that grace-filled song about Dancing with the Moon took on a different sort of tone. So we'll give a listen to that now. This is what I got from 2007's Nothing New.
With two club feet, I'm a farmer who can't break the sun. Yeah, I'm just a farmer, can't even seem to break the sun. Well, mine's a wagon with the square wheels and a house without a door. My only hat doesn't fit my head. Well, sometimes they don't even touch the floor. Yeah, my feet, they never do touch the floor. I got the key that fits no lock, and a kite that has no tail. It got sand when I needed a rock. It got me a plan that's already failed. No, if I lost all my teeth but two, they'd be both on the bottom side. If I played hide and seek with a blind man, you know I'd still have no place to hide. Because some folks, they get the short end. I never even seen a stick. You might feel some sympathy. You saw these wounds I sometimes lick. You see, my true love said goodbye to me the day before we met. The life I dreamed, it was stillborn, but I ain't through with dreaming yet. See, I said I'd touch the moon, oh, but I couldn't get past the sea. Well, the moon, she danced across the waves. Yeah, the moon, she came to me. I sang in the moon, oh, the moon, that moon, she danced with me. what you give when the rest will not. It's an empty hand and an open heart when a song is what you got. Yeah, this song is what I got. I said my song, well, it's all I got. Cause a poem, it don't need a pen, and the priest, he can't speak for God. You gotta dance as graceful as you can till they lay you down in the sun. Yeah, I'm not afraid, cause I know someday gonna lay me down. They're gonna lay me down to rest. Rest in the sun.
So that's what I got from 2007's Nothing New. Now, I've talked about Nothing New before. If I was going to characterize that album in one word, it would be slow. Two words, slow and mournful. During that year, we were living in Colorado. It was a good year in many ways, but I did set up my little closet recording studio to crawl into and sing my slow and mournful songs. As the title of the album implies, none of them were new songs except for the one song titled Nothing New. But I think what I was trying to do is wring out as much of that wound licking as possible. After three strikes, I was really beginning to question whether that moon was still going to come across the water and dance with me. But in this one, we have the addition of the wooden flute as well. Once again, a very mournful sort of instrument, fitting the tone of the entire album. I think at this point, that really was the low point, for us. A number of things had happened and in 2007, we were, managing to get through, both of us teaching once again in public schools, my wife and I, and then the following year we were able to move back to Spearfish, and I began the work that I do now, which really was, in many ways, the moon dancing across the waves, in a graceful way, to dance with me and to dance with us. And ironically, 2008 was probably around the time when I began my studio, although at first I called the studio Ironwood, Ironwood Studio, but by then, by that time, actually, once I opened my studio again, when I got back to Spearfish, at that point I called it Dancing Moon. And so that's a constant reminder of that that optimistic side of things. Despite coming against a seemingly impossible barrier, there's always a ray of light. There's always a glimmer of hope, a graceful dance to be had if you're allowing yourself to look for it. And as the song says, if you're still allowing yourself to give that gift, whatever it is for you. For me, it's a song. For me, it's the singing. It's the songwriting. It's the music. For you, it may be something else. But if you ever get to the point where you say, I have now gone mute. I have nothing left to give. That's a sad, sad place to be. That's definitely when you need that moon to come out and dance. So we'll wrap up this episode with one more version of the song. This one comes from 2014's Live in the Black Hills. It's not quite as fast as our first version, but definitely not quite as slow as the second one either. So we'll give that a listen before we wrap up the episode. So this is What I Got, the live version from 2014's Live in the Black Hills.
I'm the dancer with two club feet, you know. I'm a farmer who can't break the sod. Yeah, I'm just a farmer who can't even seem to break the sod. Mine's a wagon with square wheels and the house without a door. My only hand doesn't fit my head. You know my feet don't touch the floor. Yeah, sometimes my feet, they don't even touch the floor. I got a key that fits no lock, and the kite has no tail. I got sand when I needed a rock. It got me a plan, but it's already failed. You know if I lost all my teeth but two, they'd be both on the bottom side. If I played hide and seek with a blind man, well, I'd still have no place to hide. Yeah, because some folks, they get the short end. I never even seen a stick. You might feel some sympathy if you saw these wounds. These wounds I sometimes just have to lick. See, my true love, she said goodbye to me on the day before we met. The life I dreamed was stillborn, I ain't through with dreaming yet. You see, I set out to touch the moon, but I couldn't get past the sea. Well, the moon, she danced across the waves. Yeah, the moon, she came to me. I sang in the moon, oh, that moon. She danced with me, yeah, bargain. It's what you give when the rest will not. It's an empty hand and an open heart when a song is what you got. Yeah, this song is what I got. I said my song was all I got. It's all I got. Oh, cause the poor don't need a pen. And the priest, he can't speak for God. Gotta dance as graceful as you can till they lay you down in the sod. Yeah, I'm not afraid cause I know someday gonna lay me down. Gonna lay me down to rest. Rest in the sun.
To me, that feels like a version of the song that has finally matured a little bit. Not that I'm that mature, but it certainly doesn't have the blind, witty optimism of the first version, you know, strike one. But hey, I'm still kicking and gonna light the world on fire. Or the really third strike down version of the second one, which is just listen to me lick my wounds very slowly. This one seems to have a little bit more balance, a capacity to look at the negative and look at the positive and recognize that you know, it's not always going to be dancing with moons, okay? But there always will be that opportunity that failure and success are all wrapped up and tied up together. And that I think maybe the best you can do is to produce something that's good, you know. Produce something that people can connect with and appreciate. That gives you connection. As well, because it works both ways, you know. And so there we have it. What I got, three versions of it. I really appreciate you joining me again for Dancing Moon Songcast. You now know the story behind the name. You can catch all of my music, all my lyrics on scottsimpsonmusic.com. Links there to stream or to download or to buy or anything else you might want to do. You can also get all my music on, of course, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, streaming, iHeartRadio, all the other places you may want to stream. I've got a big project I'm working on that I'm super excited about that'll be coming out this year, 2020. I don't know when, probably sometime in the summer. I'm also performing at the Festival in the Park here in Spearfish, South Dakota. And so that'll be happening this summer. So catch us on the main stage. And we'll probably have some family members with me as well. My daughters, my wife. So thanks for joining me again today for Dancing Moon Songcast. And I hope your week is a wonderful one. I hope the moon dances across that ocean, whatever that barrier is, and picks you up as a partner. Be well.